Later in this hour, we'll listen to a marvelous performance of Ray Vaughan Williams' incredible Mass in G minor for double choir. We'll begin this hour with heart and voice with music from the Caribbean. Marty Haugen has arranged Halle, 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 which we'll hear performed by the Atlanta Master Chorale. Eric Nelson directs.
Halle, Halle, Halle.
Eric Nelson led the Atlanta Master Chorale in Halle, 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 as arranged by Marty Haugen. The simple unfolding of Vaughan Williams' motet, O Taste and See, beautifully sets this verse from Psalm 34. The Alora Singers perform, directed by Noel Edison.
Thank you.
Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring was sung by the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge, in an archive recording from 1959, one of the early recordings made with George Guest conducting. Earlier, we heard O Taste and See by Ray Vaughan Williams as sung by the Alora Singers, led by Noel Edison. William Bradley Roberts set the traditional Gloria in Excelsis Deo text to a South African folk song in his South African Gloria. We'll hear the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, led by Benjamin Hutto, who also plays cowbell in this recording.
Thank you.
The Eucharistic Chorale Prelude, Schmücke dich, o liebe Seele, Deck Thyself My Soul with Gladness, by Johannes Brahms, was played by Scott Hanoyan on the organ of the Washington National Cathedral. Earlier, the choir of St. John's Church, Lafayette Square, sang South African Gloria by William Bradley Roberts. Benjamin Hutto conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn Thou Whose Almighty Word is next. The words by John Marriott are set to the tune Moscow by 18th century composer Felice Giardini. The choir of Norwich Cathedral sings, directed by David Dunnett. David Dunnett led the choir of Norwich Cathedral in the hymn Thou Whose Almighty Word. Catherine Deans played the organ. In the early 1970s, composer David Fanshawe conceived a unique piece fusing elements of Western music with traditional African instrumental sounds, including taped sounds of nature and communal celebrations. The central movement is a setting of the Lord's Prayer, which we'll hear from a 25th anniversary recording made in 1994. It's sung by the choristers of St. George's Chapel, Windsor, along with the Bournemouth Symphony Chorus. All are conducted by Neville Creed.
Oh,
The Lord's Prayer, taken from the African Sanctus by David Fanshawe. Neville Creed led the choristers of St. George's Chapel, Windsor, and the Bournemouth Symphony Chorus. Two settings of Psalm 133 are next. This psalm is all about living together in unity. The first setting is an Anglican chant by Donald Mossman. That'll be followed by an anthem setting by Stanley Vann, former master of music at Peterborough Cathedral for many years. It's titled, Behold How Good and Joyful a Thing It Is. Both settings are performed by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, directed by John Scott.
Thank you.
John Scott led the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral in two settings of Psalm 133. We just heard "Behold How Good and Joyful a Thing It Is" by Stanley Vann, and earlier we heard an Anglican chant setting of the psalm composed by Donald Mossman. John Rutter has arranged the traditional Irish hymn "Be Thou My Vision" for choir and harp in our next selection. Stephen Cleberry leads the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Seanad Williams plays harp.
Oh,
Be Thou My Vision was sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge, under the direction of Stephen Cleabury. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The featured work for the remainder of this hour is a retrospective masterpiece by Ralph Vaughan Williams. His Mass in G minor shows his reverence for the historic compositional style of his Tudor forebears, but also exhibits his ability to blend this old liturgical spirit with the modern idiom, as it was called by his mentor, Richard Terry. In listening to the piece, you'll readily understand that this goes far beyond being an exercise in compositional technique, however, but is indeed a work of transcendent beauty. It's scored for 2 4-part SATB choirs, which are juxtaposed and in dialogue with a solo SATB quartet. This scoring in itself echoes the scoring for strings in his earlier Fantasia on a Theme of Thomas Tallis. I hope you enjoy this exquisite performance of Vaughan Williams' Mass in G minor by the choir of Westminster Cathedral, directed by Martin Baker. Martin Baker led the choir of Westminster Cathedral in Ralph Vaughan Williams' great Mass in G minor. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the observance of World Communion Sunday. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.